Hi, I'll be chairing the meeting today, October 5th at 8:05 p.m. So we'll get started. We'll call. Saint Effects, and Spusa.
Present.
On the line. You Jarvin, Vice Chair.
Clancy McDaniel, Executive Director.
And Mary, our chair is at. Look to approve the agenda. Do I?
Some moves.
All those in favor?
Aye.
So we'll move right along. Minutes to be approved. So first item is add detail. So I'll Director Clancy.
Great, thank you everyone. And I am having some connectivity issues. So if I break out or cut off at any point, please let me know and I'm happy to reiterate myself. Just for this, I know that we had talked when we originally approved the dates of November 12th through 15th about including the Sunday on that. And I do want to confirm simply because the more I think about it, the more I think that that extra day to prep would be really, really helpful. And then folks will have the Monday off for Remembrance Day. As I mentioned, there will be a service in Halifax that everybody would be open to attend. However, it won't be mandatory. But the other part about Sunday, which is really fun, is I will be booking a photographer. So we will be able to get some professional headshots done. You see the pictures on our website. We'll get some of those, some group shots, a picture for the Christmas card that we'll be sending out to all of our stakeholders, et cetera. So fear not. If we all come in on the Sunday, it's not going to be just work, work, work from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. But just wanted to go around and check with everyone that that date still works, so that I would be able to go ahead and let the photographer know.
That works for the ASU.
Definitely works for Smusa, I think, because again, we'll all be around that weekend and here.
Saint of X, thoughts?
Very good.
Great. Thank you, everyone. And now that I have that confirmed, I will start to put together the official schedule. And I will also be in touch with ASU and Saint of X about booking an Airbnb.
Sounds good. All
Great.
right. Thank you. So moving on to our next item, it is making the connection conference. So I'll also hand this off to Clancy.
Great. Thank you so much, Mackenzie. So making the connection conference. When we had Dr. Elizabeth Cawley on the line last time, she had mentioned this. So put this in your calendar if you can. It is November 19th. That is a Tuesday. And it's going to be from 8:30 in the morning until 3 p.m. It's going to be at Mount St. Vincent University. And basically, it's going to be a conference about student mental health in the Atlantic region. So this is going to involve students, but it's also going to involve administrators, counselors, the whole nine yards. There's also going to be a speaker, and I believe lunch will also be included, so that's always a plus. One thing that I think will be important if we can get as many people to go, is that there's going to be at least an hour just for student feedback. And knowing that you folks are pretty knowledgeable, knowing that you folks have, some experience and you'd be able to talk to different mental health initiatives on your campuses, I think that you would be able to bring forward some really valuable knowledge, and coming straight from a student perspective. The hope is that there will be other students there, not just folks who are involved with their student associations, but from experience as well. Sometimes it can be hard to get the ball rolling and get people to kind of volunteer and start talking. I know that none of you have an issue talking. I don't either, as you know from experience. So it'd be really great for you folks to kind of take the lead on that. But you, if you have any questions or that date doesn't work for you, please just let me know.
I have a question.
Sure.
We had just been talking a little bit about the conference within our executive team, and there's a number of events for us on that day, so I'm not sure if anyone will be able to go or which group of people might be able to go. But one question I had was, in looking at the information that I think you had sent out, there was a lot of discussion about like sharing things that have worked well. And I guess I was wondering if there is going to be like more of a substantive like strategies that aren't working or challenges that we're all facing, or is it just more to talk about programs that are working and trying to share those ideas between campuses? I'm just trying to get a sense of that.
Yeah, no problem, Brent. So my understanding is that they're still pretty flexible with the schedule right now. Like they're still nailing down some of the details. It's a good thing I know the conference organizers, because I think that we could, you know, dedicate significant time to both discussing best practices as well as challenges. Another thing that I will say, the date for Advocacy Week, Cecil, is November 12th through 15th. The date we're talking about right now is November 19th. Hopefully that was helpful. So, and also, you know, let's say you have someone on your executive team who's working on mental health quite a bit and is very passionate about it and isn't necessarily on the Students Nova Scotia board. That's cool. If that's going to be the case, if we end up having like more reps who are not necessarily affiliated with Students NS, let me know and I can schedule, you know, a quick call between whoever is going so that we're all on the same page and I can give them some of these details. But yes, I think the schedule is still flexible. So if you have ideas about what you'd like to see, please just pop me off an email and I'll forward it to the conference organizers.
That's great. Thanks, Clancy.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks, Bren. Any other questions?
All right. So I think we can move along to reports. I did not receive a report from the chair. There's no report from me at this time. On to campus reports, starting with the ASU.
Sure. I guess I'm starting all the way back at the end of September. So we had our annual charity day in September, where we raised money for Smile and L'Arche in the Wolfville community. That went really well. Mackenzie and I met with our MLA, Keith Irving. So we discussed OERs, our union's legislation, and the Get Out the Vote campaign for the federal election. Our Students Representative Council has started to hold their individual office hours and events on campus. So the executive team and myself is working closely with our chair to keep everyone in line with their responsibilities. Our fall by-election wrapped up yesterday. We had a voter turnout of 39.6%, which was awesome. We now have a VP finance, as well as two more positions filled on our SRC, and we ran the referendum question on the UPass, which had a majority vote of no on our campus with the students. So that was great to finally end our by-election. And our Get Out the Vote campaign is continuing with classroom visits, handouts. We did Pints with Politicians, thanks to Mackenzie and Lydia. We had our 100 debates on the environment, trivia, and a lot of social media push. And we are planning homecoming for this Saturday. So we have an event on campus. It's our third time having the event, and we're hoping for a great turnout. And Gab, our VP Events and Promotions, has been working really hard to book all of our entertainment that day and meeting with the search firm for a new general manager last week. And that's it from us.
Thank you. So moving on to St. FX.
Hard to top that report. There's lots going on. That's great. Together again.
Oh, thank you.
No, that's quite the relief, and that's a big stress. So congrats. It's been busy at St. FX, but not as busy as ASU. Our GoTV campaign has been quite successful. Sarah has worked strenuously to get as many pledges as she has. So all of our residences have each, I think every single student in residence has pledged, with the exception of a couple, but that was a huge success for Sarah, along with loads of events. She would be more apt to tell you about that, but so I'll leave that to her the next time we meet. Nimbus, we just recently signed our Nimbus agreement for our new peer tutoring app, which is very exciting for the student population. They're very excited to have a actually usable interface for peer tutoring that's more and engaging for our tutors. That's great. With the university, well, our aim is hopefully by the end of next week, we'll have already met with Andrew Beckett, and that's another conversation for Clancy and I to have and follow up with. Because we're with Sarah, individual work that being one, but also the task force career fair that I'm planning in the winter has been a big priority of mine right now, along with some HR issues that we're solving. It's been a great time just to sit down and figure a lot of these things out to advance all these things for students. Board of Governors meetings are coming up next Thursday and Friday. Our Board of Governors trying to get in the Board of Governors advocate process of planning, which has been unsuccessful. Get that going. We've been reviewing policy that the university that has been a very busy project of Emma Kuzmic, along that she has. That's hiring is going well. As far as everything else, it's been a lot of listening to what we love to do, St. of XSU. If there's any questions.
Awesome, thank you. So moving on to SMUSA.
Wonderful, thank you, Mackenzie. Thank you, Cecil and Kyle, for those reports. SMUSA, since the end of September, we've been continuing our Get Out the Vote campaign. We had a reasonably successful time with the polls that we had on campus. But that being said, I'm currently in the process of on the entire process as a whole. And one of the reasons for that is because when this ran in 2015, there wasn't a lot of work done and not a lot of information or materials left over for me when taking on this project in 2019. So I'm putting together a report for whoever will be doing this if it happens again in 4 or 5 years. About the connection between the campaign and Elections Canada. So I'm not sure what the ASU or what St. FX found in terms of any work that they might have done with Elections Canada, but I really struggled with a returning officer in terms of information and signage on campus that I'm on right now campaign. But I think it was relatively successful as a whole in terms of voter engagement. Our pledge numbers haven't been that kind of on the ones that we're picking up at events. It's been very difficult to engage our international population as well. So that's probably it for GoTV. In terms of the equity and wellness portfolio, Kevin's been planning mostly our wellness week that's going to be coming up towards the end of November, which has a number of different events focused on wellness for students in a number of different areas. So I've been doing a lot of work supporting that in terms of academic wellness, because that's one of the focuses or one of the days that we're going to be focusing on at the end of November. In terms of events, we're planning for our winter welcome weeks at this point, and we have been trying to kind of produce a number or a wide variety of events and event options on our campus. We had a successful paint and sip night a few weeks ago. We ran an election or a debate viewing party in our campus pub that was pretty cool. Mary was here. She would RFP. We've been making in that area an agreement set. That's been positive. In terms of some of the I'm out working on sexual. We've just hired, which is the director of services for something and call summaries and the sexual violence policy and the code our portfolio. We're from Dow and we're an expert in sexual violence policy. So we're excited to be able to work with and I want after a conversation put it out there that said any resource RS in relation to the sexual violence policy, it would be great. Some extra opinion goes for people that we could be utilizing as resources to get some feedback on our policy and where we want it to go. And I'll be quick on this because I know we have a separate SNS working group meeting on this later this week, but we've made some very good headway with open educational resources. And we've had some exciting updates from that this week on campus, which I'll be happy to share with the that working group on Friday. But I'm happy that that's an advocacy area for us this year because I think it's really important. And in starting to have some conversations with students about it, we've had a really positive response. Yeah, that's probably it for me.
Awesome. Thanks, Bryn. Didn't receive any community reports. Clancy, executive director report.
Sure. So my apologies, folks, for not putting a physical copy in your hands prior to this, but I will go over what I have been doing. So the Advocacy Week document is pretty much wrapped. The one thing that I'm waiting for is I'm getting some numbers from the accessibility centers on the campuses about how many students are using their services. One thing that was flagged to me is that the funding agreement for the accessibility centers. So for example, at St. of X is called the Tramble Rooms. You know, it's the place you go to get exam accommodations or if you needed someone to interpret in your class, that sort of thing. So the way they currently get their funding is a per student basis because it is law that you must provide accessibility services to people who are at your institution or your workplace. But the way they capture the number of students is through the Nova Scotia Student Loan Program. So if you apply as a self-declared person with a disability, that's the number they're using, and then they provide funding on a per student basis. So I'm collecting numbers from each of the institutions about how many people are using their services and comparing it with the number that the province has. And surprise, surprise, I don't have the numbers back from all the schools, but it's already more than double. It's almost triple the estimate that the province has. So that means that these offices are operating without 60% of the funding they should be, which is a bit of a concern. So once I get the rest of the numbers, then the document will be pretty much ready for you folks to review. I focused on the topics that we have been discussing, and you know, I'm just going to pull it up right now so I can talk about it, and then it'll be open to your folks' feedback. So if you have any questions or concerns, or there's a recommendation there that you're not sure about, you will be able to bring that up to me. Give me 1 second. So the first piece is about kind of like what we talked about in the presentation about increasing the living allowance for students on student assistance, loan forgiveness for NSCC students, which we've talked extensively about, improving MSI coverage for international students, increasing funding to co-ops so that there are more positions. Also, another part about co-op and also students with disabilities is, as you folks may remember, earlier in the semester, government announced a diversity bonus for students who belong to different designations. Students with disabilities was one of them, but it wasn't necessarily providing support to the employer to make accommodations for someone with disabilities. So I'm working right now with a group called Teamwork. They are a Crown Corporation for Nova Scotia, and they provide training to employers to help, you know, set up someone's computer if they need to,
get them the right keyboard, that sort of thing. So hopefully combining the two so that employers will also be supported in setting up any physical infrastructure that they need for students. Then strengthening support for students with disabilities on campus through taking a look at that funding. And then lastly, creating an open educational resource fund. So I will send that over once I, you know, finish up with the numbers from the disability services. So that has taken up a significant amount of my time. As well, just other logistics for Advocacy Week. I've already been in contact with a photographer. I was able to get in the order for the mugs and the pens and everything, so that's already here. I actually, I lucked out because the day that I ordered, you were able to double your order for not a whole lot extra, so it was a bit more than, I think the number I showed you folks was $750. This was closer to $900, but I was able to get 100 mugs instead of 50, so I did the math, and it seemed better in the long run. So that was good. We had our government student roundtable on the 3rd. On the 8th, I had a meeting with Cheryl Toe. She's with Labor and Advanced Ed. So something about the new MOU is out, and if you read it, there's a lot of, you know, priorities, but they're a bit vague. So something that the province does is they create outcome agreements with each of the institutions and basically say, you need to have done A, B, or C by the end of this year, then you need to have this done by the end of the next 2 years, then you have to have this done by the next 5 years. And last time, students didn't really have, they weren't able to see the outcome agreements, they weren't able to have a say in what kind of the actionable items were. I actually got to see it, which was great, and they're going to make it public very soon. And I have to say that I was quite happy with what I saw, so that was good. Tomorrow I'm going to be speaking at a conference called Energy 3. They are inclusive of people working in the energy sector. So everything from green energy, oil, that sort of thing. And they asked me to speak about work integrative learning. And I think also because we represent NSCC students, it's actually a very good fit for us because so many NSCC students in one capacity or another do go on to work in this sector. I think it's really great that, you know, we're going to have some recognition there, which is good. And also last week, I went to the Nova Scotia legislature because the province of Nova Scotia, you know, they introduced this report we've been working on at the Provincial Sexual Violence Prevention Committee. And they also talked about the grants that are going to be used for the projects. They're having another press release, I found out, on Friday. So we will be going back to the legislature to talk about the individual projects that are being funded. So we will discuss that. And then also yesterday, I met with a consulting firm that's working on a project for Labor and Advanced Ed around the online platform that they have for student loan. So basically giving suggestions on how to make it better, more efficient, easier to use for students, that sort of thing. So it's been very busy. Hopefully I didn't take up too much time talking there, but if anybody has any questions, please let me know.
So if there isn't any questions, any other business? If not, we can move to adjourn. So if I
ASU will move.
And a seconder. Those in favor?
Hey.
Watch everyone.
Vice Chair.
Hey.
Thanks, everyone.